Here lies Antonio Radmilovich and his family, the father of a Welsh national hero who just happened to be a very good friend of mine. Antonio came to Cardiff from Croatia in the 1860s and became landlord of the Glastonbury Arms pub on Bute Street. He had three sons, the last of which, the only one not to be buried here, would go on to achieve extraordinary things. People always think that the peerless Jim Driscoll is one of the most successful sports persons ever to come out of the Cardiff area. Undeniably talented as he was, they always seem to forget about Paolo Radmilovich, known affectionately as Raddy around here, an Olympian, a record breaker, a legendary water polo player. He didn't stop there either, accomplished in many other water sports, notably the swimming relays in which he won another gold medal in 1908. Raddy was my best friend. I had frequented his father's pub a little too often when I was younger and gotten to know Raddy with a pint in his hand. I had the honour of watching him at his finest. We travelled over to Antwerp for the 1920 Olympic Games in Belgium. I've never witnessed a single sporting feat like it before, and not for the reasons that you'd expect. By that point, Raddy was already one of the world's most decorated Olympians with three gold medals from previous Olympics under his belt. He would have been 34 years old in 1920. Some might say a little too old to compete. Never tell a Cardiff boy what to do. Raddy saw his team through the quarters and the semi-finals, typically scoring in both. His father would have been proud. Both matches seemed too easy for the British, with vast wins against the opposing Spanish and American sides. The final saw Great Britain against home side Belgium. I saw Raddy before the final. He was as calm as it comes. A clinical man, professional. He had been in the British team that had dispatched the Belgians from two previous Olympics, and he knew how they worked. I witnessed as he taught his team through a meticulous game plan, including positioning, aggression, and team chemistry. A calming presence in the dressing room and a cunning wit dictated his style of playing. He was everywhere at once. The match itself was the closest that I have ever seen. At half time, they were neck and neck, two all. The final quarter was the most nail-biting 8 minutes in any sporting event I've ever witnessed. The whole time, it was back and forth, back and forth. It was more like a game of tennis than of water polo. The pool, a field of white water with giants for men splashing to and fro. It was a perfect stalemate. Neither team could score. It was going to take a flash of brilliance for either team to win the gold medal. When it seemed like the game would be going to extra time, with just 15 seconds remaining and on a counter-attack, Raddy flanked the Belgian defender and called for the ball from his teammate, who launched it the length of the pool. Raddy leapt into the air to tactfully retrieve the pass, spun towards the opposition goalkeeper, and with a touch of class, managed to slide the ball between his arms and into the back of the net. Everyone was on their feet, even the Belgian supporters. How nice of them, appreciative of a true British sporting talent. It was only when the final whistle blew that I realised how wrong I was. As soon as the referee blew the whistle, the British fans uproariously cheered. The Belgian fans, however, didn't quite seem to share in our jovial spirit. A flood of bodies stormed from their seats and crashed into the pool, rushing towards the British team, determined to enact some sort of justice for losing at the last minute in such a gutting way. Luckily, the winners quickly realised what was going on and scurried out of the water towards the exit, where they were met by armed police who escorted them out of the venue. It wasn't the most conventional victory, but a victory nonetheless. It stands as Raddy's fourth and final Olympic gold medal, a record that he still holds even now. I can't imagine anyone will ever be able to beat that. Four gold medals. Well, saying that, we British are always quite good with the water sports. Perhaps a swimmer or a rower will come along someday and get five. Paolo Radmilovich, Raddy, after all these years, still one of Wales's greatest ever athletes.